The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you have access to a Bible, I know you may be driving and you wouldn't be able to, but if you have access to a Bible, go pick it up and open it up to 2 Corinthians 5 and join us today as we consider His Word together. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. So many things that you'll find there. You'll find many other resources. You'll find all of the messages in this series. You can go back and hear the last week's message, or actually the last 3 or 4 weeks. This has been kind of a long series, so you can go hear all the messages there. But also at the website, there's a link that says Contact Us near the top. It's a little tab, looks like a folder kind of a tab. If you'd click on that, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us, send us an address where we can send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, our prayer journals are just a little notebook. They'll fit into your shirt pocket, fit into a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night where I can write down prayer requests, and what a blessing it is to go back through them and mark off the ones that God has answered. And so we want to send one of these to you absolutely free. We just want a response. We want to know that you're hearing the broadcast and where you're hearing the broadcast today. I'll tell you what, I would love to hear from Kansas. I grew up in Kansas, and I'd love to hear from somebody in Kansas. This broadcast goes all over the country, but I'd sure love to hear from somebody in Kansas. Anyway, you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org, contact us, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. The zip is 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been talking about newness in Christ. I just want to read the one verse today instead of the whole passage, but it's good to read the rest of this, but I've spent enough time on that before, so just want to do the one verse today. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We looked a little bit more in depth at those old things that passed away and the things that have become new over in Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 17. Again, that was covered last week, so you can go and hear that program then. I want to get on to something else today. We were talking about how that when we come to Christ, when we get saved, when we've put our faith in Him, that He changes us. We become different people. I believe that Christians have a different mindset, or ought to have a different mindset than the world, that we look at the world differently. We see people differently. We try to see people as God sees people. You realize that some think that every person in the world is their enemy. Well, they're not. There may be some out there, but they're not your enemy. And even so, Jesus said, love your enemies. But we have a different mindset. We think differently because God changed us. He made us a new creature, a new creation. Today I want to look at something else and how that we also, when we get saved, He has made us a new child. We become children of God. Now, I want to dispel an untruth that's out there. It's actually, I believe, a lie from Satan. And I'm sure you've heard it at some point where maybe somebody's in a crowd and they'll say, we're all God's children. All God's children. Well, we are not all God's children. You don't become a child of God until you've trusted Christ as your Savior. Now, you are His creation. He made you and He loves you. But you don't become His child until you come to saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to show you that here in Scripture in a few moments. But when we come to Christ, He changes us and we become a new child. We are born into the family of God. 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. Basically, that means that love God, love His kids. Whosoever believes, there's faith. Are you trusting Christ? Is born of God. John 1, the Gospel of John in chapter 1, verse 11, says that Jesus came to His own. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. Again, notice the emphasis on believing. It comes down to trusting Christ. Unless you're trusting Christ, you're not a child of God. Now, I will tell you this, there's still hope. You can become a child of God when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Invite Him into your life to be your Lord and to be your Savior. You see, when we get saved, we are become His children. We can then call God our Father. An interesting thing happened, and I think many people don't realize this or understand this, but you realize that our relationship, let me say it this way, the relationship of God to His people in the Old Testament is different than our relationship to God in the New Testament. Let me show you what I mean. In the Old Testament, God would say to His people, this is from Leviticus 26:12. He said, I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And that was it. You will not find anywhere in the Old Testament, except for maybe one vague reference, anywhere that God is called the Father. It's an interesting thing. You will not find it in the Old Testament. They will call Him Lord, and they will call Him God, and they will call Him Yahweh and Jehovah, rightly so. But nowhere in the Old Testament do you see a relationship of God as Father. The Bible says Abraham was a friend of God. And in fact, in the Old Testament, sometimes when people had abandoned God or had turned away from God, God described that relationship like a marriage, that they were now have committed adultery against Him. And His relationship was defined more like a marriage, like a husband and wife. But when Jesus came, you see, all of that changed. Let me read it again. 1 John 1:12 says that as many as received Him, to them gave He power, the right to become the sons of God, the children of God, even to those who believe in His name. Now it's by faith. So in the Old Testament, He said, I'll walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. Now we get to the New Testament. And that relationship changed. Because now our relationship is as a father and a child. A father and son, if you will. 2 Corinthians 6:18, God said, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. You see, it changed. Now we have that relationship. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now we become a child of God. I think this is a wonderful thing. You remember when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray. And Jesus then began His prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven. You will not see that again. You will not see that in the Old Testament. His relationship, our relationship has changed. Now He is our Father. We are His children. And like a good father, he takes care of us. He sees that our needs are met, My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. He watches over us. He will protect us. We don't even know the times that God stepped in and protected us, maybe from injury or protected us from some kind of harm. We never know. I suppose sometimes we do, but I think many times God has stepped in and intervened and we didn't even realize he did. He provides for us. He cares for us. The Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And as a child of God now, we have all of those rights and privileges as his child. Again, our relationship changed. In the Old Testament, he said, I will be your God, and you will be my people. In the New Testament, he said, I'll be your father, and you'll be my sons and my daughters. And as righteous children of God, you know, when we come into the family of God, we're born in the family of God, and we're born, as the Bible says, newborn babes. We're now a babe in Christ. We do not remain babies. I'm thankful for that. We are to grow. You know, the Bible says as newborn babes, this is 2 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You see, we mature, and Paul later on in Hebrews, I believe Paul wrote Hebrews, I know many may not agree with that, but he then told us there that we ought to be grown up to a point that we can teach others. We don't remain babes, we grow in the Lord, just like your children have grown in the Lord. And you know, you watch them and you give them milk and then you give them that mushy stuff. And then little by little, you begin to give them solid food, and eventually they're sitting at the table with you eating whatever you eat. You know, when your baby was born, you didn't just throw a T-bone steak over in the crib and say, enjoy. No, you carefully prepared milk or a formula or whatever. You didn't give him solid meat. But as we get older, we desire that meat, and we can have that meat. We get into that solid food, and we grow into maturity. Now, remember, we're talking about as children of God. We're born as newborn babes, and we grow. Sadly, many Christians, many people who have claimed Christ, many people who have will tell you that they're born again. Maybe they've been saved for 40 years. And yet they've never matured in the Lord. It's so important, that maturity that takes. Now, it takes time. Just like your child takes time to grow, it takes time for a baby Christian to grow. And they need that spiritual food, the Bible. And they grow through experience. You know, a child, when he begins to learn to walk, begins to walk by experience. By maybe first standing up, and they're wobbly. And they'll stand up for a minute, and then they'll plop right back down. We've got to grow in the Lord. And we begin, remember, we're talking about if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. So now we're new babes in the family of God. We can call God our Father, and we are his children. I'm running out of time, so we'll finish this next week. God bless you.
Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.